crisis of our republic. Waging war on the New World Order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us on this 12th of July, 2014. And there's never a shortage of things to talk about. It's hard to know where to begin anymore. As I'm looking at these headlines on the Drudge Report, it's all very, very draconian. With regard to all of the migration and illegal immigrant stuff, we have gangs coming into the country. We have Mexico and Guatemala working together, evidently, to fast-track the delivery of illegals to the USA. They say RAF rides are being offered for $1.30. TSA is allowing illegals on planes without ID. So much for Homeland Security, huh? But you got to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Homeland Security means that they are protected, not you. And that's what everyone needs to keep in mind. Gangs are using processing center as a recruitment hub. Sheriff Joe says, my tents are hotels compared to what's going on at camps. Border agent catches bacterial pneumonia. There's a lot going on here, but, you know, and I want to get into this with regard to these diseases coming in here. We have the Washington Post also reporting that not only do we have the migrants coming in here with diseases and various other ailments that have been eradicated in this country long ago, we also have these dangerous experiments at these labs taking place. And so we're going to get into some of this a little more in depth, but I want to bring up Nancy Levant here. Good morning, Nancy.
Yeah, good morning, Darren. I, too, have been looking at these headlines. We have the Mexican and Guatemalan presidents held a joint conference to announce their new programs, which will allow Guatemalan citizens to legally travel through Mexico. They're also given what's called a regional visitor's card. They're apparently offering them some financial assistance as well to make the journey into the U.S. You know, Darren, you and I were discussing these minors coming into the country and, you know, being recruited by gang members. I just read that they sent hundreds of kids into Chicago. Now, you know, why would anybody send children to, I believe, America's most violent city? Why? To cause problems.
Well, many of these children, quote-unquote children, are MS-13 gang members.
Yeah, exactly.
So many of them will fit right into the most violent neighborhoods.
Exactly.
But they're and just bringing them, they're bringing them all over the country, though. I mean, I even read,
absolutely,
in fact, a listener sent me this thing here from rightmi.com. They're bringing them into Michigan. There's a place in Vassar, Michigan, where they're, the feds are looking at relocating, quote, undocumented children. And so they just had a protest there, apparently, that, you know, just this past week, as a matter of fact. So they're being bussed all over the country.
Too, Darren, because what they're looking for is, like, abandoned buildings for these people, these children.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for, you know, literally abandoned buildings for housing. I found it very, very interesting that Obama is apparently going around the country begging churches to, like, feed them and clothe them. It is beyond. I have also, there are headlines where people who live in some of these very dangerous neighborhoods, like in Chicago and in Detroit, they're now saying, you know, get us out of here. Because, you know, there are people saying, you know, we can't take our trash out without locking our house up. And
the thing that comes to my mind, and I want to make it clear, we're not against Latin American people per se.
Absolutely
not. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, the people that are coming here are not the best of that society. Those people that are down there, these are the worst of the bunch that are being brought here. Because the people that are...
That is not a new tactic, Darren. Even when this country was formed, at some point, some of the European countries started emptying their prisons and sending their prisoners here. Australia, in its current, state, when it was being invaded by Westerners, they also emptied prisons and sent them here. This is an old playbook. There's no jobs here. We've got 92 million people on some form of social welfare, and I can't even speak on this. It's just, oh my God!
Well, it's a part of a long laid plan, and we come back again to the Council on Foreign Relations. I stumbled upon some audio from the past that has become very germane, Nancy, with regard to the North American community. I'm going to dissect some of this today because revisiting what they did back then has become very important. We have that ready. Also, the Mexican, so-called Mexican president. I got his name here somewhere, but Enrique.
Enrique Peña Nieto.
Yeah, him. He was on Charlie Rose a couple of weeks ago, and he had some homeland security solutions. And I think everyone needs to really pay attention to what his quote-unquote solutions are. So we'll have his audio. We also have Kimberly Kagan getting back into the Iraq thing. We started something last week that we want to finish up.
Something.
Yeah. And I'm finding more and more stuff.
By the way,
Nancy, do you know David Petraeus, who put the Kagans in charge of the surge and allowed them to come in and examine classified information? We've talked a lot about this on the broadcast.
Yes.
Guess what I found out?
What?
David Petraeus is now working with the CFR. I mean, I'm sure he was before, but I mean, he's working on this whole tri-national North American economic and security community.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I thought that was he's a part of the Independent Task Force on North America, which is, by the way, going on right now. This isn't something that was just going on under Bush. They've started this thing back up again. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know many folks think that, well, this is just something Obama is doing. No, as we say often, destroying America is a bipartisan effort, and.
Absolutely.
They are actively working on doing this. We're almost up to the break already. Unbelievable. But I guess when we come back from the break, I'm gonna touch upon this CDC thing for a moment, Nancy, because in light of the fact that all these diseases are being brought in, I think this is very relevant to examine what they're doing at the labs. And they're talking about now that there could be the possibility, again, of the 1918-type Spanish flu virus influenza pandemic. And,
in the West has just come down with, they said, the most deadly form of the plague.
Hmm. Yeah, so we got a lot to talk about here, ladies and gentlemen. So stay with us as Govern America is just getting started. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away.
sounds that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Nancy Levandis here. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Nancy's been very busy the last few days posting material and information, all the latest news, documentation, and various other commentaries. So check out what's there. Always relevant, always very important. governamerica.com. By the way, before I continue in the way of housekeeping, let's just say this, that RBN is having a pledge drive. You can call today and support the network at 1-800-724-2719. Go to the website and hit the donate button. Also, you can send in by mail, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, that's Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, as in two creeks, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Keep the network on the air, support the network, and help spread the message, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's very important to tell friends and neighbors. Don't just soak up the stuff that we dish out on the network on a day-to-day basis. You need to be spreading the message to your friends, your neighbors, anybody that'll listen. And if you find somebody that doesn't listen, then, you know, as the Bible says, don't cast your pearls before the swine. you know, go on to somebody else that will. That today there has never been a more fertile ground for the truth. More and more we're seeing the controlled media, the establishment media, has alienated themselves from the public. The lies have become more and more apparent. It's very, very obvious that they're lying to everyone every day. And, you know, except for the most mind-numbed people who just refuse to see the truth. I mean, the truth is practically biting them in the hind end now. I mean, you have people talking about issues that we were considered conspiracy nuts years ago when we talked about it. Now, it's impossible to ignore.
Yep.
I mean, that's very good for us. And that's why our ratings on these truth networks are soaring, because people are going to find us in droves because they're looking for an alternative to what has been out there for as an establishment mouthpiece for years. So that's good. We need to be here to support them and to inform them, let them know what really happened to them and what they can do about it. So support the network, republicbroadcasting.org. All right, continuing on here, I wanted to get into this CDC thing, and then I want to get back into the migration thing. And again, I use the word migration deliberately, because what we're talking about here is not illegal immigration. Under human rights treaties, they are operating under the notion. What's that?
It's a planned invasion.
It's a planned invasion, but it's also, they operate, what it is, these people coming here are being brought here, and I've never been more convinced of this, especially after going back and listening to some of the CFR audio. It's never been more clear to me. The reason why they're being brought here is not only to destroy our culture, to bankrupt our country, because, you know, that's a part of the strategy as well, to expand the welfare rolls to the point where the whole thing collapses. But it's to exploit these people so that they can be used as wage slaves, drive wages down for the rest of us, and to make it more profitable for the multinational corporations. Now, Nancy, as we got as we have these diseased individuals coming, we also have other things happening. Washington Post just reported yesterday. CDC says it improperly sent dangerous pathogens in 5 incidents in the past decade. They say federal government laboratories in Atlanta improperly sent potential deadly pathogens, including anthrax, botulism bacteria, and a virulent bird flu virus, to other laboratories in 5 separate incidents over the past decade. Officials said Friday, the incidents, which raised troubling questions about the government's ability to safely store and transport dangerous microbes, prompted the CDC to halt operations at its bioterrorism rapid response lab and an influenza lab and impose a moratorium on any biological material leaving numerous other CDC labs. Now, what's interesting about this is, why did it take so long to deal with the problem? This is over the last decade? And it harkens me back to the time, you remember when they were sending, Baxter International was caught sending live avian flu to several different countries?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we talked about that at length. But Darren, that's been close to probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, so why, and yet these dangerous lab incidents continue. And we talked a lot about, too, about how they spent 9 years, scientists have recreating the 1918 Spanish flu virus. For what reason are all these dangerous experiments going on, ladies and gentlemen? New York Times also covered this. They say after potentially serious back-to-back laboratory incidents or accidents, federal health officials announced Friday that they had temporarily closed the flu and anthrax laboratories at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta and halted shipments of all infectious agents from the agency's highest security labs. So, anyway, I want to leave that there in the interest of time, but I think it was worthy of a mention because we've been talking for years about depopulation and the efforts for them to cull the masses and speculating about the possibility that they would use some sort of a pandemic-type event to do just that, to call the masses. And In the meantime, we have Neomatica reporting. Genetic material of deadly 1918 influenza is present in 8 circulating strains of bird flu. They cite this Professor Yoshiro Kawoko, and I may have butchered his name, but that's what it looks like. He's of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's a virologist and a principal investigator in a study that was done. They say influenza pandemics often occur due to gene mixing from different strains, causing an especially virulent strain to appear. Scientists from U.S., U.K., and Japan have shown that avian influenza viruses circulating the world right now contain all the same or very similar genes that make up the incredibly virulent and deadly human strain that caused the 1918 pandemic. Well, yeah, they've spent a long time recreating that.
Absolutely.
Killing 3-5% of the world's population back then, which at the time meant 40 million deaths. Animal influenzas, including bird or avian flu, are thought to be the reservoir for deadly human strains like the one which caused the 1918 pandemic. Now, Nancy, do you remember this whole swine flu fiasco we had a few years ago?
Absolutely. Yes.
Where did that originate? Do you recall?
No, I don't think I do. I know most.
If
of the
memory serves me correctly, I believe it originated in Mexico.
Oh.
Now, so if I'm wrong on that, somebody will correct me. But I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, it originated in Mexico. So the very place where the swine flu, pandemic. Well, they tried to make it a pandemic. Apparently, it failed. But the very place where that originated, now they're bringing them all in from that place and other Latin American countries. So, anyway, folks, heads up.
Well, but what's interesting, I talked about this case of the plague. It's in Adams County near Denver.
Okay, hold your thoughts. Hey, we got to take a break here real quick. And when we come back, I'll go right to you, okay? All right, stay with us, folks. Governed America continues. Bottom of the hour. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OTNUT for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy, ship you to Mongolia till you die, and in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, 'cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Before the break, Nancy, you were just about to make a point there, I think, about the CDC and the viruses, the pathogens that they have released now, and it's been now admitted that they have. Nancy?
Yeah, I want you to hear the spin. Now, this comes from mainstream. This comes from Bloomberg. Well, listen to this. The headline is, deadliest, rarest form of plague contracted near Denver, okay? First sentence, a Colorado man is infected with the rarest and most fatal form of plague, an airborne version spread through coughing and sneezing, okay? Now, here's what a representative from the Department of Public Health and Environment says. We don't think it's out in our air. Now, I just read, he's infected with the rarest and most fatal form of plague, an airborne version. Okay? We don't think it's out in our air, this representative says. We think it's in our dead animal population and dead rodent populations. Now, in a rural county, there would be, you know, a problem with dead animal populations and dead rodent populations. We don't think it's in our air, but they just diagnosed that it's an, that it is the most fatal form of plague, which is an airborne version, which this man has been diagnosed from. So right away, you see that there's something wrong with this version. There is no vaccine. It's interesting. They talk about the population levels of Adams County, where this plague outbreak occurred. It says it's one of Colorado's fastest-growing counties, among 20 of the fastest-growing counties in the nation. It says untreated plague is fatal. Antibiotics have to be given within 24 hours to reduce the chance of death. So it's very, very interesting that this airborne plague that has been diagnosed, it is fatal if it's not treated within 24 hours. And one of the 20th fastest growing counties in the nation. I find that to be very interesting.
Well, I think what people have to keep in mind, because a lot of this stuff would be upsetting and very frightening to people, is I believe that they've been trying to do this for a long time. They've been manipulating these things for a while now, and I think probably their efforts have failed up to this point.
Yeah,
we know that many times
super viruses
their efforts failed
for a long time.
Yeah, so I want people to keep in mind, you know, I think what everybody has to do is get over this fear of death, okay? And that's why I say make your heart right with God and then get on with it. Get on with your life. Because if they get to the point where they can't scare you anymore, if you don't have this fear of death, I mean, they can't manipulate you as well. And it's getting to the point where every single day those that turn on the TV, certainly it's not me, I don't watch television.
Nope.
I work in television, but I only monitor what I have to the extent that I do my job, you know. But when I'm at home, I don't watch TV at all. I watch videos on the internet pertaining mainly to this show. C-SPAN stuff, State Department news briefings, so I could pull the audio from that. Things like that. I mean, that's the extent of my TV watching, because I have no desire to be propagandized. And that's what you're getting whenever you turn on the TV. You're being spoon-fed the BS. And unless you know how to decipher that and use your discernment, you know, that stuff can slip past your conscious into your subconscious. And many times, even if you are very diligent at being able to pick things out, things will slide by you. But I guess the point that I'm making here is we have to get past this fear of death. Because this, look, every single one of us, from the time we're born, we have a death sentence. We're all going to that place, wherever that place is, okay, someday. And so if we get past that, then they can't scare us all the time with imminent death. Oh, this is going to kill you, so we need to do this to protect you. Which is hogwash. You know, I mean,
one thing that I would say, though, is, you know, if you can make arrangements with your doctor to have some antibiotics in storage, I would definitely do that. Because, you know, they're clearly messing around with weapons-grade viruses. They've been doing it forever. They've tested it on human their concocted viruses. They've tested on human populations for a very, very long time. We know that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't help to keep some antibiotics, Andy.
Yeah, and vitamins. I mean, we should all be working to try to build up our immune systems to the best we can, too, because antibiotics kill both the good and the bad bacteria.
Yep.
So, you know, there's no substitution for good old-fashioned, a strong immune system. And, you know, sleep and everything else that goes along with it, proper diet and that sort of thing. Getting back to this immigration thing for a moment, or this migration thing, as I like to call it, because that's more accurate from the other side's standpoint.
Absolutely.
They, you know, we just had the July 4th holiday last week, and we had a pro-amnesty crowd burning the American flag. These are the people that are pushing for amnesty for these migrants coming in here. They're burning the American flag at this pro-amnesty, pro-migration protest. So if you think these people are going to assimilate, nothing could be further from the truth. Then we got the feds turning riot squads against illegal immigration protesters or migration, you know, people that are against it. You know, so this is proof that our government is working against the American people at every step of the way, and they are therefore delegitimizing themselves.
Yep.
You were going to say something?
We're not allowed to be Americans anymore.
Argument is that we're all Americans. That the Latin American people are Americans too. See, we're all just one big happy family, Nancy.
Yeah, we're North Americans, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about how the Mexican drug cartels are behind the, they're being employed now to bring these children in, these other gang members in. Daily Beast had an article recently, just a few days ago. Mexico's drug gangs have taken over the human trafficking business along the border, and agents suspect that they may have a hand in the unprecedented number of underage migrants stagnating in Texas's detention centers. So that's from the Daily Beast. This is a full-court press, ladies and gentlemen, upon our freedoms, upon our economy, upon our way of life, and it's all, as we said, it's a long-laid plan. We're going to get into some audio here in just a little bit. We're almost up to the next break. When we come back from the break, I want to deal with this Council on Foreign Relations meeting and play some audio for you from that meeting, because I think this is really important, some of the things that some of the people there had to say. So we're going to take a time out here, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Back. This is Government America. By the way, we had mentioned last week that Vicki Davis was going to be on this week. We'll have to reschedule that because she's has some family events taking place right now, and so she's spending some quality time with her family, and that's good. It's happy stuff, not sad stuff. We like happy stuff. Anyway, continuing on here, we're talking about this migration issue and the fact that the federal government is literally bringing illegals, or what I call migrants, because that's what they call them, into the country right now deliberately to destroy the nation. Our country is being destroyed from within. And that's what the American people need to realize. This isn't, this Obama's just this rogue guy who just went off the rails, and he's trying to do this because, well, you know, he's a communist. Yeah, well, maybe all that's true, but the point is that there are people pulling Obama's strings, and you're supposed to hate the presidents. They're strong men that will be gone soon, and the next one will take over and continue the same policies. And we've seen that over and over again. There is continuity of abuse from one administration to the other. And nowhere do we see that better than this migration issue. We see from Bloomberg, Obama asked Congress for $3.7 billion to contain border surge. In true Rahm Emanuel style here, never let a good crisis go to waste, even if they create the crisis themselves. Now he's asking for almost $4 billion more for Homeland Security and the Border Patrol, emergency funds to contain the surge of illegal Central American immigrants. Well, maybe he should quit arranging for them to come here in the first place. You know, none of this started until he went down there in the first place. He made a trip down there. You remember that, Nancy?
Yep, he went in June.
He went in June, and then all of this started right after he got back.
Yep.
Now, am I a conspiracy theorist if I suggest that that's what his trip was for, is to finalize the plans to bring the surge in into the United States? You know, we're also being told that the U.S. Navy is warning that it can't meet its 30-year funding needs. So more funding desired for the Navy, more funding desired for the Border Patrol, and at a time when Americans can't pay their own bills. We have from the Wall Street Journal, one in four Americans has no emergency savings. 26% of Americans have no emergency savings, according to a report by Bankrate.com. Over the past 4 years, they say, there's been little or no progress when it comes to Americans' saving capacity. Well, gee, I thought we were in a recovery. I thought we had all these people going back to work. Isn't that what they said last week? They said they added 288,000 more jobs. We got another glowing unemployment report this past week as well. So why aren't Americans able to save money? Folks, the way you know that they're lying to you is that their mouth is moving. And here we have it again. We talked, Nancy, about the fact that the government has advertised back in January for people to apply for, and what they wanted was somebody to be able to transport these migrants when they got here around the country. They were advertising for that on the government website, business opportunities or BizOps or something like that, .gov. We saw the ad. We pulled the ad. Other people did as well. This is a well-established and documented fact. Now we find out, Nancy, this is a local media outlet called LubbockOnline.com. Littlefield Prison tapped to possibly house immigrant children in U.S. illegally. Now, that's not really the big story here. Let me just share with you a little bit of what this has to say, because this is very important when it comes to the issue of prior planning. They say, while the nation's spotlight is on the thousands of children illegally entering the United States, Littlefield has been tapped to potentially house the growing number of immigrant detainees. Thousands of undocumented children are being crammed into Texas military bases for processing while the government searches for a more permanent solution. The Bill Clayton Detention Center may be it. The West Texas town officials have been in talks with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for about 2 years and touched base with the federal department last week, Littlefield City Manager Mike Arismendez said. Quote, we've been in communication with them about the possibility of detaining illegal immigrants in our facility, he said. The 382-bed Bill Clayton Detention Center has been vacant since 2009, despite almost selling for close to $6 million in a 2011 auction. Skipping down here, they say ICE representatives toured the former prison last year. And with the help of U.S. Representative Randy Neuenbauer, hopes to get the facility up and running again. Anyway, it's kind of interesting that they've been in talks for 2 years on this, and the ICE representatives toured the prison last year. Gee. Now, you put that with the other thing about the advertising in January. Do you think they've had this plan in the works for a while, Nancy?
Jeez Louise, Darren.
You know, there's a term that, in fact, I have a listener who has been emailing me information about this. Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge did a piece on the Cloward Piven strategy. And let me just share a little of this with you, because this is really what looks like is going on here. He says, in the mid-60s, at the height of the social revolution, the line between democratic benevolence and outright communism became rather blurry. The Democratic Party, which controlled the presidency and both houses of Congress, was used at the springboard as the springboard by social engineers to introduce a new era of welfare initiatives enacted in the name of, quote, defending the poor, also known as the Great Society programs. These initiatives, however, were driven by far more subversive and extreme motivations and have been expanded on by every presidency since, Republican and Democrat alike.
Yep.
At Columbia University, sociologist professors Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven introduced a political strategy in 1966 in an article entitled The Weight of the Poor, a Strategy to End Poverty. This article outlined a plan that they believed would eventually lead to the total transmutation of America into a full-fledged centralized welfare state. In other words, a collectivist enclave. The spear point of the Cloward-Piven strategy involved nothing less than economic sabotage against the United States. Theoretically, according to the doctrine, a condition of overwhelming tension and strain could be engineered through the overloading of American welfare rolls, thereby smothering the entitlement program structure at the state and local level. The implosion of welfare benefits would facilitate a massive spike in poverty and desperation, creating a financial crisis that would lead to an even greater cycle of demand for a fully socialized system. This desperation would then force the federal government to concentrate all welfare programs under one roof, nationalize and enforce a socialist ideology, and ultimately compact an immense level of power into the hands of a select few. Cloward and Piven claimed that this could be accomplished at the grassroots level through community activism. What do we have in the White House? And that it would facilitate a more compassionate federal authority. However, there are numerous problems with these assertions. The Cloward-Piven strategy has nothing to do with grassroots activism and accomplishes nothing tangible for the downtrodden poverty class. In fact, I would dare to say, he says, that Cloward and Piven, as well as the most social engineers, are well aware that the concept ultimately only serves to give even more dominance to the establishment and pilfer even more freedom from the masses. Cloward Piven is not limited to the destabilization of state and local welfare programs. It can easily be used against federal-level entitlements, and in reality is much more effective against an entity with the proven tendency toward exponential debt spending. Anyway, he goes on from there, and I don't have time to finish this, but that certainly seems to be what the strategy is here, ladies and gentlemen. Expand the welfare rolls, lead to total chaos, total collapse of the money system, total collapse of society, and then civil war followed by martial law. That's a pretty bleak picture, but we've talked a lot about this being a long-laid plan. We're out of this hour already. When we come back in the second hour, we're going to have the audio from the CFR. And when you hear what they have to say, it just further illustrates the point beautifully. Stay with us. Government America continues. Hour number two is straight ahead.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to